This is a reading of the document titled Worksheet Advanced. It is an individual activity and is part of the Las Conquistadors and the French Arrive extension lesson in the Age of Contact unit and was produced by Texas History for Teachers. If you are providing written answers for this activity, remember to provide your teacher with your name, class or period, and the date. I will read each question two times. Primary source set 1. De Soto's and Moscoso's expedition. Hernando de Soto's expedition was documented by the gentleman of Elvas, who was most likely a Spaniard named Alvaro Fernandez. Fernandez wrote about the journey, the land they explored, and the American Indians they encountered from Florida to Texas and back. Excerpt 1, context. De Soto and other conquistadors often took American Indians captive along their expeditions as guides through the land. The first two excerpts are about one of the guides, who was often simply called the Youth. He guided them through the Carolinas. Quote, De Soto menaced the Youth, motioning that he would throw him to the dogs for having lied to him in saying that it was 4 days' journey, whereas they had traveled 9. The Youth declared that he knew not where he was. Fortunately for him, at the time, there was not another whom Juan Ortiz understood, or he would have been cast to the dogs. End quote. According to the excerpt, how would you characterize De Soto's treatment of the guide they called the Youth? Repeating the question. According to the excerpt, how would you characterize De Soto's treatment of the guide they called the Youth? Quote, the Youth wished to become a Christian and asked to be baptized, which was done, he receiving the name Pedro. And De Soto commanded the chain to be struck off that he had carried until then. End quote. What did the young guide request in this passage, and what was the result? Repeating the question. What did the young guide request in this passage, and what was the result? Excerpt 2, context. After Moscoso took over the expedition, he and his men entered Texas in a region inhabited by the Caddo. A violent conflict broke out between some Nahuatl Caddo and the Spaniards. The Spaniards outnumbered the Caddo, defeated the small group, and even took one man captive, cutting off his nose and arm to send to the Caddo leader. The following day, the leader of the Nahuatl arrived with a message as recorded by Alvaro Fernandez. An excerpt of the message is on the following page. Quote, I believe that you and yours must be immortal, that you are the master of the things of nature, since you subject them all, and they obey you, even the very hearts of men. Witnessing the slaughter and destruction of my men in battle, which came of my ignorance and the counsel of a brother of mine who fell in the action, from my heart did I repent the error that I committed. End quote. What do you think the Nahuatl Caddo leader is trying to say, in your own words? Why do you think he was saying this? Repeating the question, what do you think the Nahuatl Caddo leader is trying to say, in your own words? Why do you think he was saying this? Primary source set 2, La Salle's expedition. By the time the French explorer La Salle arrived in Texas, the Spanish had been exploring the region for nearly 150 years. The arrival of this new group of Europeans brought with it new goals and new interactions with the indigenous people. The excerpt below was written by a priest named Father Anastasius Douay, who traveled with La Salle. He wrote here about the Kironas people somewhere in East Texas. Quote, here we were agreeably surprised to find a party of Indians come out to meet us with ears of corn in their hands and a polished, honest air. They embraced us, inviting us most pressingly to go and visit their villages. The Sieur de La Salle, seeing their sincerity, agreed. End quote. Question 1. How would you characterize the initial meeting between La Salle and this tribe of American Indians? Repeating question 1. How would you characterize the initial meeting between La Salle and this tribe of American Indians? Quote, among other things, These Indians told us that they knew whites towards the west, a cruel, wicked nation who depeopled the country around them. These were the Spaniards. End quote. Question 2. How did the American Indians describe the Spanish in general? What do you think they meant when they said the Spanish depeopled the country? Repeating question 2. How did the American Indians describe the Spanish in general? What do you think they meant when they said the Spanish depeopled the country? Quote, "We told them that we were at war with that people. When the news of this spread through the village, called that of the Quironas, all vied with each other in welcoming us, pressing us to stay and go to war with the Spaniards of Mexico." End quote. Question 3. How did La Salle describe France's relationship with Spain? How did the American Indians react to this? Repeating question 3. How did La Salle describe France's relationship with Spain? How did the American Indians react to this? Quote, "We put them off with fair words and made a strict alliance with them, promising to return with more numerous troops. Then, after many feasts and presents, they carried us over the river and periaguas, dug out canoes." End quote. Question 4. What is an alliance, and why do you think the French formed one with these American Indians? Repeating question 4. What is an alliance, and why do you think the French formed one with these American Indians? Question 5. Writing activity. According to the accounts in the excerpts above, how would you characterize the treatment of the American Indians by the Spanish compared to that of the French? Provide examples from the texts to support your answer. Repeating question 5. Writing activity. According to the accounts in the excerpts above, how would you characterize the treatment of the American Indians by the Spanish compared to that of the French? Provide examples from the texts to support your answer. This concludes the worksheet advanced for the Las Conquistadors and the French Arrive extension lesson.